Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and many of you have been reaching out to say that I've been neglecting you. You're right. I've been concentrating on writing a pageant for Pentecost based on the quest of the Holy Grail. So you can imagine, it's quite a task. But when I saw that today, April 17th, 2021, in our Speaking with the Stars, that we are being asked to join a conversation with Mars, positioned between the horns of Taurus, close to the Crab Nebula, in what's called a Mars occultation of Bella Luna, I woke up to the synchronicity because it's this picture of the waxing grail moon positioned, right underneath Mars, which, it's in the constellation of Taurus. So you could see these horns, right? And Taurus is associated with the Holy Spirit. And it's also Venus is the ruling planet. So here we have the Grail Cup, rising up to hold the new wisdom of Isis in order to tame Mars so that this energy can activate our will forces for change. So right there, I knew that, there's stuff going on and it's all just working together and we need to be awake to it. So go out tonight, sunset, and look for that. And also today, I woke up thinking about the Notre Dame fire. Remember, it broke out around this time 2 years ago in 2019, which was significant because, you remember in 2019, we had two Easters. It was our Easter paradox year. And that this burning actually happened during the ecclesiastical Holy Week between Holy Moon Day with its cursing of the fig tree, symbol of the old clairvoyance and the cleansing of the temple, right? Some powerful energy there. And Holy Mars Day, Christ's conflict with the high priest, his telling of the what they call the little apocalypse to his disciples. And if you don't know about that, you should read it. It's in Luke 21, quite a powerful picture there. So, I just remember thinking about this image of the burning of Notre Dame during this crazy special time. And you see, there were all these pictures of all the gargoyles, all the art that's part of that cathedral. And my first thought was, wow, what are these gruesome protector beings doing? Are they being inscribed in the ethers? Right? Are they part of this burnt offering? And we also have to recall that at that same time, a mosque in Jerusalem also had a fire. And so I wonder, what was being inscribed there? Right. So, and of course, we have to remember that Notre Dame is, dedicated. It's a cathedral is dedicated to Mary, Mother of God, as Our Lady of Paris, which I wrote about 2 years ago as an imagination of this awakening of the divine feminine in the world, of that energy being inscribed in the ethers. So it seems to me that these burnings are an antithesis of what occurred with the burning of the Temple of Ephesus. So that temple was sacred to the goddess Artemis, which also calls to mind the image seen in the burning of the first Gertianum, right? The Johannisbau that was inspired by the Templars through Goethe. So these burnings inscribed into the ethers the potent powers of the ancient and the new mysteries, enriching the starry script, furthering and potentizing our true human evolution. So, you know, could it be that this anniversary of this Holy Week burning, you know, on the one hand of an important seat of the Catholic Church during the time when a Jesuit Pope sits on the Vatican throne, and on the other hand, the third holiest site in Islam, central to the ongoing Arab-Israeli conflict, is it a signal of the materialistic etherization of the spirit, right? All of this black smoke going up to join the satellites to cover over and keep us from seeing the divine nature of the planet and each other. You know, a fall of something spiritual leading to the rise of the spirits of darkness, which has come to bear in 2020. A lot to think about. I'm just throwing stuff out there. It's still just percolating inside of me. And I know, though, that whatever these anniversaries can awake in us, that it is about awakening to the signs of the times, you know, ever striving to participate. Really, the point is to participate in the appearance of the Christ in the etheric realm. It all points to that. So yeah, we have some pointers, we have some clues. The spiritual world is putting out more flares, right? You can go out and watch the chalice of the moon, the Holy Grail, the horns of Taurus holding the Holy Spirit, transforming the planet of war into one of action. So can we take action? Can we call up this divine feminine energy that's waiting for us to reclaim it and put it to work, to marry it with the forces of love, love and wisdom in ourselves, and to see it in everything in the world? And so it is. Blessed be.